Okay, so let's get to our award-winning segment, Believe It or Not, There's More to Life Than Golf. And we've all received hokey emails asking for money or ways we can make money. Like, I have $24 million in an account that I'm trying to get rid of to bypass the government. If you send in this,
right,
we'll give you, I don't know,
right,
$1 million. But you received something a little bit different, which was a... we'll get to it after you read it, because I have a question about all these.
About all the...
all these emails about money.
Okay, so every week I do get a dozen or more of the Nigerian prince or the whatever. And then I also, like we said, we get the ad inquiries. But this was one, let me read it to you. Tell me how you would respond. Dear friend, good day to you. I'm very sorry for you, my friend. It's a pity that this is how your life is going to end. As soon as you don't comply. As you can see, there's no need of introducing myself to you because I don't have any business with you. My duty as I am mailing you now is just to kill and assassinate you, and I have to do it as I have already been paid for it. Someone you call a friend wants you dead by all means, and the person has spent a lot of money on this. The person also came to us and told me that he wants you dead, and he provided us with your name, picture, and other necessary information needed about you. So I sent my boys to track you down. They have carried out the necessary investigation needed for the operation on you. And they have done that, but I told them not to kill you, that I will like to contact and see if your life is important to you or not, since their finding shows that you are innocent.
Ah.
Mark.
Very good.
I called my client back and asked him of your email address, which I didn't tell him what I wanted to do with it. And he gave it to me, and I'm using it to contact him now. As I'm writing to you, my men are monitoring you, and they are telling me everything about you. Now, do you want to live or die? As someone has paid us to kill you, get back to me now if you are ready to pay some fees to spare your life. If you are not ready for my help, then I will carry on with my job straight up. And now we get into the all caps.
Yeah.
Warning. Do not think of contacting the police or even tell anyone because I will know.
Must be a P1.
Remember, someone who knows you very well wants you dead. I will extend it to your family in case I notice something funny.
Hmm.
Do not come out once it is 7:30 p.m. until I make out time to see you, give you the tape of my discussion with the person who wants you dead. After you have complied with my demands, then you can use it to take any legal action. Good luck as I await your reply.
So the question is, one, how much is the guy paying for the hit?
15.
What's your life worth, Greg?
Yeah, what is your life worth?
20. Because paragraph anywhere, you will need to pay $20,000 to the account I will provide for you before we will set our first meeting.
Wait a minute. So was he paid? Because he's already been paid the money to do this. So he's trying to extort more money from you.
I didn't want to read the whole thing. Now listen.
Just give me that bullet point.
$80,000.
Wait a minute. So they paid him 80.
Yeah. Now he wants 20 from me to call it off.
Willing to take a loss on this.
Well, 20 to meet with you.
Yeah. So what's the business sense on this email? So he's already been paid 80, but he'll take 20 from you not to do it.
Yeah. No, 20 was just to set up a meeting, right?
Yeah. 20 was set up a meeting.
All right. So I thought
I was worth a little bit more than 20 grand.
Oh. Maybe not. But here's the thing. You got that. You have the Nigerian prince emails.
Yeah, so can I tell him, can I just forward him an email saying, hey, this Nigerian prince is willing to give me $85 million?
Yeah, so take it out of that.
Why don't you just take half?
I'll let you have my take. So, sometimes, somewhere, these things have to work, right?
Yeah, because it's a lot of money on these, right? Obviously, this was a scam.
Sure.
Very funny.
Obviously, dumb scam.
I don't know. Rick looks pretty nervous over there with you talking about
it. I'm not walking next to you.
Very funny. I sent it to my wife.
Don't go out after 7:30 at night. That's my other favorite line.
If he's any red lasers flying around the room, you better duck.
I sent it to my wife, and she freaked out. I said, hey, did you do this? And she freaked out.
Did you do this? So she paid the 80 grand. They have you off. All right.
So I think it's very, very, don't you think there's a little humor to that?
I think so.
I mean,
And like I mean, if said, I was worried, obviously we wouldn't have mentioned it on the air.
And I think it's very funny that, like you said, these things, I get two or three of them a day, a minimum. And they like you said, they've got to work. Why do they keep doing this?
I wonder because if you actually answered one time, so you're because like
I will say this, knowing a little bit as we got into IdealGolfer.com,
mm-hmm, right?
We send emails out every day.
Sure,
you know, we send out to a nice list of, hey, here's our deal today. That costs money.
Yes.
You can't just arbitrarily send out emails. Emails cost money, especially when you're doing it on a high level. These guys are spending a lot of money to send out these emails. Right. Somebody's acting on it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't get the business side of it. What's the profit and loss, and what's the take? You know? But that's the first one I've seen.
Of the hitman?
Yeah, the hitman email.
I looked it up online. And it's and there's a bunch of them. You can go look them up, and there's about four or five different letters.
So was there any of them that was worth, they were asking for more money than just 20 grand?
Didn't remember.
Since your life is worth that?
Yeah, I thought
that
it was worth more than 20 grand. Jeez.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, watch out.
Watch out?
Yeah, just watch your back, and don't walk too close to the guy next to you that's received these emails. Let somebody else start his car. All right, that was brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. You can check out the brand new Restyle 2012 TL. I've seen it. It's nice. Very nice.
Hey, can I read a text my father just sent to me?
Of course.
He just wrote, "You are nuts. You open this up to all the kooks out there listening."
Like there's no kooks already, Ivan?
Dad? The hell?
He's one of them, right?
He is definitely one of them. But I haven't heard from Ivan lately.
We just did.
Yeah, I haven't had to purge.
That was mine.
I haven't had to purge my cache lately on my computer. I've been Ivan free on my email list. So